Oh, the second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. One more from Allison Krauss in Union Station here.
Rain. You love flowers, I love trains. Sometimes I wonder how we ever knew that we belong together, me and you. Some things are just meant to be, don't know the reason. No need to solve this mystery. We're still walking through the seasons, hand in hand. You walk, I run, you call, I come. Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, over hills and valleys, and the time goes by. I hit rock bottom and you pulled me through, showed me what the power of love could do. We're still walking together side by side, through the autumn leaves down by the riverside. It's been a long road, sometimes a hard climb, a sad song with a good rhyme, a twilight dream, a time to rest and remember the ways that we've been blessed. Some things are just meant to be, don't know the reason. Like the tide that rules the sea, we're still walking through the seasons, hand in hand. I love poetry, I love words, I dig turtles, I love birds. Some things crawl while others fly. Well, it got me to think about you and I. Yeah, I got to think about me and you. Riding high, singing the blues. Got me to think about the long road home. I still love you more, honey, than you'll ever know.
When you're out walking and there's no one near you, but a voice keeps calling and you hear your name, it's not the leaves or the whispering breezes, it's me that's calling you back again. Oh, can you hear me? Oh, can you hear me? As you roam through lonely London town, when evening's falling, you'll hear me calling. Come on home now to the county town. Remember the fiddlers playing, the songs and stories the whole night long. 'Tis little then that you thought of leaving. It seems so strange now that you were gone. Oh, can you? As you roam through lonely London town, when evening's falling, you'll hear me calling. Come on home now to the county down. The fish are down are sporting in old Glenvale. My heart no longer can lead the cheering when you're not playing. It's a different game. Oh, can you hear me? Oh, can you hear as you roam through lonely London town. When evening's falling, you'll hear me calling. Come on. Things are changing, and that they're building a factory tall, and young ones needed again in Newry. But I still need you the most of all. Oh, can you? As you roam through lonely London town, when evening's falling, you'll hear me calling. Come on.
Oh, Danu. Book 'em, Danu. Y50. Some of you remember. Anyway, Danu. Danu means luck, I believe. Danu means it's a sort of a term for luck or those things surrounding luck. Now, I don't know if Danu means good luck or bad luck, but people wish you Danu. They wish you luck. And Danu is a group originally from Cork. And I first heard of Danu in 97, when I was in Dublin. And a fella said to me, if you like all these different Irish groups, you gotta get some Danu. Now, at this point, the woman singer whom we just heard was not in the group Danu. This is the first album she was in. That's a Tom Sands song. Tommy Sands, of course, is a great singer-songwriter and a strong proponent of Seamus Heaney and all of that. And he's an amazing man. And he wrote that song about immigration, about the folks who have to move away from Ireland to find jobs. And it's a wonderful song, and she does a nice job on it. Danu. Danu's going to be here on March the 1st in Pullman. They will be at the Jones Theater in the Dagi Hall on Wednesday, March the 1st. Danu. And wow, what can you say? They're really one of the most exciting Irish groups ever. And high energy. And their guitar players and their various instrumentalists have backed up all kinds of other folks in the whole English, Irish, Scottish scene. And they are amazing. Danu is the name of the group. And they're going to be here on March the 1st. We're going to hear more from Danu in a while. But I want to go back to David Maloney. Had a little setback. David Maloney had leukemia and actually is cured. And that's pretty cool, right? And so he had to stay home when he was doing the therapy. He had to stay home quite a bit and watch daytime TV. And that's what this is all about. TV land and all this kind of stuff and the kinds of things you can get. There's a verse missing in this recording. He's written a verse since that has to do with, well, I'll tell you later. But anyway, this is had a little setback and about those experiences lying on the couch. That doesn't seem right. That does not seem right. Had a little setback. I got to check how much. Well, let's just play this one
it's
anyway.
It's been a lonely ride into the darkest night. Something had gone wrong inside. I thought I'd never get it right. Then they laid me down on a feather bed with Strangers all around, I could not hear a word they said. But then I saw you there with a rose in your hand. And when you touched my face, I could breathe again. If not for your love, where would I go? How could I live? How would I know that the sun would still be shining and the stars would lead me home to you? If not for your love. It was a summer day, so many years ago. I broke your heart and ran away and left you there alone. But my tears came down like summer rain. I bowed my head and prayed that you would take me back again. And when I saw you there at Malden Bridge, I asked you to come with me then. I begged you to forgive. If not for your love, where would I go? How could I live? How would I know that the sun would still be shining and the stars could lead me home to you? If not for your love, that the sun would still be shining and the stars could lead me home to you. If not for your love. Two, three. I had a little setback, been a little down. Gotta stay home, can't go to town. The doctor said that he could make me whole if I take all my pills and just lay low. And it's hey, oh, nowhere to go. Turn on the tube and dig a little hole in the old green couch with the shades all down. Spend a couple of weeks with my feet off the ground. Now TV land has got me hooked. It's a lot more fun than reading a book. Old Perry Mason and Marshall Dillon keeping the peace and locking up the villains. And it's hey, ho, television ads in the daytime glow with promises they can't deliver. Lose a bunch of weight and pump up your liver. But if you've got mesothelioma, just call us on the phone. We're right here in Arizona with lawyers on the line. Call 1-800-BED-DRUGS. Stairlift rides and walk-in bathtubs and a lot more stuff for keeping you alive. Stop me now, I'm having too much fun. Gonna get out my yo-yo and chew some gum. Sleep late, then head to the kitchen. Fry some eggs and a side of bacon. And it's hey, oh, here we go. Back to the couch with the old remote. It's a brand new day, so what'll it be? A twilight zone and a fresh cup of tea. Well, here it comes, the big surprise. That pelvic mesh never fit quite right. So call the number on the screen and do it before your nuts turn green. And it's hey, ho, ho, what a
scene. They're selling something called a lipazine. In 30 days it'll trim your thighs and return your boobs to the perfect size. But if you've got mesothelioma, just call us on the phone. We're right here in Arizona with lawyers on the line. Call 1-800-BED-DRUGS. Stair lift prides and walk-in bathtubs and a lot more stuff for keeping you alive. Just call 1-800-BED-DRUGS. Stair lift prides and walk-in bathtubs and a lot more stuff for keeping you alive.
David Maloney had a little setback. This is actually a really good album. This is his last album. And they did a tour, Riley and Maloney, the great Riley and Maloney, both of them great. And they did their farewell concerts this last, the tail end of last year. And they will no longer work together. I mean, who knows? That's what they say. And all these reunion things happen and stuff. But anyway, they're getting older. And of course, with the cancer, David had different thoughts about life and all these kinds of things. It was a great show. It was an awesome show in Seattle there on November the 5th. Took a Northwestern Trailways over and a Greyhound back on the same night and recorded the first of our holiday shows that we did the very next day. Oh my gosh. Nuts. Just nuts. Danu! Danu's going to be here March 1st. I told you they were a high-energy Irish group. And they are. They do some mellow stuff, too. They get more and more as they evolve. There's some interesting things going on with how they play tunes. And this is from their very last album called Buan, B-U-A-N. And it is an awesome set, the Chicago set. And it goes like this, the Chicago set. Thank you.
mountains follow the sun. The triangle tingles and the trumpets play slow. My farewell, Angelina, the sky is on fire and I must go. There's no need for anger, there's no need for blame. There's nothing to prove, everything's still the same. Just a table standing empty by the edge of the sea means farewell, Angelina. The sky is trembling and I must leave. The jack and the queen have forsaken the courtyard, and 52 gypsies now file past the guards. In the space where the dukes and the ace once ran wild, farewell, Angelina. The sky is falling, I'll see you in a while. See the cross-eyed pirates sit perched in the sun, shooting tin cans with a sort of shotgun. And the neighbors, they'd laugh and they'd jeer with each blast. But farewell, Angelina. The sky is changing color, then I must leave while the makeup man's hands shut the eyes of the dead, not to embarrass anyone. But farewell, Angelina, the sky is embarrassed and I must be gone. The machine guns are roaring and puppets he runs, and fiends melt time on hands all the clocks. Call me any name you like, I will never deny it. My farewell, Angelina, the sky is empty, I'm the school where it's quiet. Call me any name you like, I will never deny it. My farewell, Angelina, the sky
to you, a dog, through Then he stole it back again. Now Willie always thought that to David Norris, who was his friend. But Norris and his wicked wife betrayed him in the end. They invited him into their home when he was sick and frail, and called upon the redcoats to conduct him off to jail. All on the mountains high, all on the mountains high, they couldn't capture Paddy. All on the mountains high, all on the mountains high, all on the mountains high, they couldn't capture Paddy. All on the mountains high. Though they tortured him in prison, he would not betray his gang. At the Waterford Assizes, Willie was condemned to hang. Despite the pleas of Mary, the judge wouldn't grant a stay to let Patty see the child she bore before his judgment day. When Mary heard the sentence passed, she made a dreadful vow. She knew the child she carried would not know his father now. She flung herself into the lake beneath her lofty home, and in the Cumbrian Mountains now they say her ghost still roams. All on the mountains high, all on the mountains high, they couldn't capture Patty. All on the mountains high, all on the mountains high, all on the mountains high, they couldn't capture Patty. All on the mountains high. 300 years have passed since Willie Trotty roamed the land, but the privileged and powerful still exact the same demands. Financiers and bankers are the ones who now hold sway. Evictions as in days of old still happen every day. For though the world has changed, so many things remain the same. The poor are always vanquished, while the rich still rig the game. We need another hero now to teach us how to fight. Another Willie Crotty who will stand up for our rights. All on the mountains high, all on the mountains high, they couldn't capture Crotty. All on the mountains high, all on the mountains high, all on the mountains high, they couldn't capture Crotty. All on the mountains high.
Show him.
That's pretty neat, isn't it? Kate Rusby, Shoheem. And this is from her album called 20, which has a couple of unreleased cuts. Has a lot of guests. Mary Chapin Carpenter, Sarah Giroux, Tim O'Brien. And then a bunch of kind of unknown English singers that we've never heard of, but they have over there. Kate Rusby, 20. It's her last album for quite a few years. She did an album of things that she wrote, totally things that she wrote, before that, with piano and a producer who encouraged her to write. It's not a very good album. And then she did an album before that called Awkward Annie, and it's a pretty good album. When we heard Awkward Annie from 20, these are re-recordings of some of these old songs. Kate Rusby, some of her favorites and some of the songs that people have requested over the years. It's kind of a best of, sort of, called 20. And then we also heard, oh man, we heard Danu do Woody Crotty and the story of Woody Crotty, which is a great song, great, almost an Irish pub song. And then we heard Danu do Dylan and Farewell Angelina with Mirin Nicola. And I got to work on the pronunciation, but I got a couple of months to do that because they're not going to be here until March the 1st. And they will be in the Jones Theater. Get your tickets at Tickets West, 1-800-325-SEAT or ticketswest.com for your tickets to Danu. And believe me, you will not regret it. The high energy, the accordions, the bazookies, the guitars, the fiddles, and the songs. Oh my goodness, the songs. Danu from County Cork over there. So check it out. Check it out. Believe me, the seating is limited, and that only holds about 400 people. So get your tickets. The Ducks played there. Ronnie Arbon, Daisy May played there. And so your Daisy Mayhem. That's what it was, Daisy Mayhem, Ronnie Arbon, with their recycled drum kits and stuff. All righty, where are we? Tim Hart. Tim Hart, who hung out with Matty Pryor in the folk scene in the 60s and then was a big part of Steel Ice Band. And then he kind of went his own way. And this is his effort. It's fairly electric, fairly pop sounding, but it is Tim Hart. He's got a great voice. Tim Hart.
I'm overseas, I'm like a feather on the breeze. When I'm overseas, I can live life as I please. There's no one there to caution me, and no one disagrees. When I'm
was you in your helmet, Avenger, and me in my high-class saloon. I pulled up beside you at the traffic lights. You winked, I said, where? You said, home. So I followed your helmet, Avenger, to your sweet chain of suburban abode. And as we walked up the garden path, small faces at the window showed. So I said, now hold on, missus, you got a husband in there as well. You said, no, he's out at work this morning, and he doesn't get back till 12. So I sat and drank a cup of your coffee while you walked around putting on airs. And then you said, did you come here to drink coffee? I said, no, and we went upstairs. And there on the candlewick counterpane, while a picture of Our Lady looked down, minutes flew like minutes do, and when I looked around, there was a small boy stood in the doorway who said, the daddy's car just pulled up outside. With a bound I was into my trousers, and looking for a place to hide. Under the bed were the books that you'd read, the wardrobe was full of your clothes. But your husband downstairs hadn't guessed the affair, and the window wasn't closed. Well, it was 14 feet down to the garden, with my shirt and my shoes in my hand, and blowing a kiss to the window, back to my car I ran. So if you see a Hillman Avenger and a lady with a wink in her eye, and she's looking okay, but it's nearly midday, simply drive on by.
This little yellow house has too many rooms, too many rooms, too many rooms. This little yellow house has too many rooms, and I sit all alone and cry. I had me a good man, Lord, I let him go.
Oh, my goodness me. We wound up before the Mordun Galchila is supposed to start. The Mordun Galchila is going to start right now. Now what do? We have a long time. Oh, my gosh. There's the Rankin family in the background doing the Mordun Galchila. We heard from Tim Hart, an album which is almost totally electronic. Tim Hart, who was one of the forefront founders, one of the guys from Steel Ice Band, that group that electrified English folk music and along with Fairport Convention did some amazing things in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Steel Ice Band with Matty Pryor, and Martin Carthy was a part of that band, and John Kirkpatrick and Peter Knight and Bob Johnson and Rick Kemp and Nigel Patchen and all those guys that created such a huge, huge, huge piece of that English folk scene, Steel Ice Band. And Tim Hart was part of it, and this is his solo effort, and it's not very good, but it is Tim Hart, like I said, and it's fun. He has fun doing it, so there you go. Cade Rusby in that set, and Danu all over the place. Don't you? Danu will be here on March the 1st. And you get your tickets at Tickets West at 1-800-325-SEAT. We're going to be pushing Danu because they are well worth it. Cade Rusby also in that set. Sarah Giroux coming up in the next hour along with John McCutcheon and other folks. You need to just hang out because that's what's going on. Alrighty? Okay. Wen Zhangxin doing the playlists. Doing the playlists and eating carrots and being very, very healthy here in the studio, and that's what that's all about. And I am eating nothing and doing a show and hosting, and she is behind me chowing down on all kinds of things. Email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu, and call me at 509-332-5047. That's 509-332-5047. It's been that way for many, many years now. And that's how you, if you want to find me, that's how you do it. A lot of people have. They're liking things. We're a little bit ahead because of the way the university is setting up its holidays and things. So this is the show, the very, very first show in the year of 2017. With all the stuff going on in the world, we can still listen to good music and sit around, hang out, listen to music, and talk about music. That's a good thing. That'll always happen that way, no matter what. Okay? We're coming right back. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're coming back. Hang on, because we're coming back. Hang on. Chachi